Ladysmith Black Mambazo has been singing the story of South Africa for more than 50 years. The a cappella group gained worldwide fame when Paul Simon featured them on his 1986 album, Graceland. Since then, they've performed with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Dolly Parton and for everyone from the Queen of England to the Pope. Now, Ladysmith Black Mambazo is literally going back to the beginning. The group has recorded a new CD, Songs from a Zulu Farm, a collection of songs traditionally sung by Zulu parents to their children. Albert Mazibuko is one of the original members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. He's the cousin of the group's other original member, founder Joseph Shabalala. He joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Mr. Mazibuko, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice for having me here.
And with him is the group's manager, Mitch Goldstein. Welcome to you, Mr. Goldstein.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to start with you, actually. Why an album of children's songs?
I've been working with the group for 20 years, and there's such a rich, wonderful history, a personal history that comes from the group that doesn't always, it's not always found in their CDs. And when we were sitting down talking about the next project they wanted to work on, I suggested that they share with their audience, with their fans, their personal side. I've been to the farms where they grew up in, outside of Ladysmith, and when I'm there with Joseph Shabalala, the founder of the group, and Albert, they share with me the stories of their childhood and the songs and what their parents used to teach them. And I thought if there was a way to bring that out in a CD for the fans to listen to, it would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and came up with this idea of recording songs from their childhood.
Mr. Mazibuko, tell me a bit about the song. Please forgive my pronunciation and correct it. Imithi Gobakale.
Yes, Imithi Gobakale. Imithi gobakahle ithi ithi kunyaka zamahlamvu kanje kanje.
What is that song about?
That is a song that it's when the storms comes. So it's a warning song that we call the children to come to a safe place.
And this is one you heard as a child?
This is a song that we used to sing as a children, and my grandmother used to sing to us, and then my father also. And this is a song that it's a wonderful song. It's got a great harmonies and melodies.
Yeah, I also happen to like the clap of thunder that begins it.
We wanted to add a little bit of the natural elements that are experienced on the farms of South Africa. So we didn't want to make it schmaltzy, so to speak, but we did want to add a bit of the natural elements that go on.
How old are these songs? I mean, do they go back centuries?
I think they are very old, because when my grandmother told me about the song, she said their parents, they were singing the same song to them.
So you heard this song from your grandmother, and chances are she heard it from her mother, who heard it from her mother, who heard it from her mother.
Exactly.
Another song, again, my Zulu is not that good. Tulubi? Ntulube? It's the one that translates to Away You River Snakes.
Tulube, when Tulube. Hamba kuyahanjwa wendulube
Dulube, wendulube Dulube. Yeah, this is a song that we used to sing when we were going swimming. So when we are going to swimming, so we have some other creature that we don't want to share the water with them, like snakes, frogs, and other creature. But it's only one creature that we want to swim with it. It's a tortoise.
A tortoise. So you sing in hopes that the snakes will get out of your way in the river.
Absolutely, yes.
Does it work?
Yes, it works all the time.
Really?
You can see the frogs, they are jumping out of the water.
Kilusa, 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 kilus lube.
Joseph Shabalala, the founder and frontman for Ladysmith Black Mambazo, he's touring with the group. He couldn't be with us today. Mr. Goldstein, how is he holding up after all these years?
Amazing. People cannot believe that he is as old as some people say he is. Albert on the stage every night announces that the group was formed actually about 50 years ago by Joseph, and people can't imagine that he formed it when he was 5 years old, and they do the arithmetic, and they marvel at how old he must be, and he's wonderful. I every so often ask him if he still enjoys being on the road and traveling, and he says, this is my life, this is my love, this is what I want to do. He cannot imagine staying home and not traveling with the group.
Joseph Shabalala composed a song on this album called Thalaza.
Kuthalaza njalo wapho baba no mama.
On the press release, it says that in this song, Mr. Shabalala professes his love and longing for the times and places of his youth in this song. Mr. Mazibuko, what do the words mean in that song? Can you translate for us?
Thalaza, it means to look around and looking for something. In fact, this the story behind this song, it's a story that it's a reminder for the people that who abandon their homes, their families, their relatives. And then because this song, it was created when Joseph see the people that when they leave their home for a city, or especially the big city, some of them even the small towns. So they go there forever. These people, they stay there until some of them, they get old. So when they cannot keep up with the city life, they go back to their home to look for their relatives or parents. Surprisingly, they find out that these people, they have moved away, so they can't find them anymore. So this is its advice song, that don't abandon your relatives or your home. So as we say, Thalaza, and then you say, when you go there, so you will ask the people around, where is my home? They said, we don't know. We don't know even what you are talking about, because you find other people who don't know your parents there. They were there.
It's a very nostalgic kind of song, too.
Joseph always says, to know yourself, you must walk in the footsteps of your ancestors. He's a big believer in tradition, in family, and knowing where you come from. He feels that people who leave their homelands, leave their towns and families, they lose a huge part of themselves.
I would guess that Old MacDonald Had a Farm is not originally a Zulu tune.
Of course it is.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, a car.
We were sitting in the studio. We were working. We were doing all these wonderful songs from the farm, and I just said, "Hey guys, do you know this old traditional song, Old MacDonald Had a Farm?" And some of the guys did, and some of the fellas didn't. So we just played around with it, singing it in Zulu. And everybody had a great time with it. The group loved doing it. So we just went for it. And it's just meant to be a fun song.
Mr. Mazibuko, does E-I-E-I-O translate into any language?
No, I think that is a universal language.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes. Yeah.
Mitch Goldstein is the manager of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Albert Mazibuko is one of the a cappella singers who performs on their new CD, Songs from a Zulu Farm, which will be released Tuesday. Thank you both very much.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can stream Ladysmith Black Mambazo's music at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Oh, shit.